masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program, The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
Oh, well, we had been talking about the common points between Mathaviyat and the event of Ashura and the uprising of two imams, or on what note it had been in the time of Imam Hussein al-Islam and on what common point it would be in the time of Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala faraja. We discussed some points. We discussed the first thing was to fight ignorance. And there were different forms of ignorance. There was lack of knowledge towards Imam, lack of knowledge towards the Book of God. There was change between what is Ma'ruf and what is Munkar. There was attention to the worldly desires. And then the second point was to establish Islamic government. Then we discussed reviving the concept of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. And then we discussed social justice. As the list goes on, what were the common points you discussed in the earlier episodes? You said that there is social reforms, the next thing. So I would want you to explain this for the listeners.
Reforms actually was, again, one of the goals and aims of the prophets of God, the divine prophets. And we have seen it in the conduct and seerah of the earlier prophets as well. And it has been repeated even in Quran. The word islah, that is reforms, has been repeated 12 times in different chapters of Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Hud, Qasas, A'raf, Nisa, An'am, Nur, wa Shawra. So it has been actually repeated in a couple of times, as I said. Well, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُ فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحًا وَادْعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسَنِينَ. That is, do not corrupt the world after it has been reformed. What the world was reformed. Because the first time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the world, it was with a reform. Actually, when actually he sends his first prophet, that is Adam alayhi salam, he introduces the reforms. So Allah wants the people not to corrupt the world after the reforms that this great prophet of God has created on this, you know, there. The same goes for the other prophets.
Yeah.
Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that the earth was corrupted at the time of the dawn of Islam.
Yeah.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and reformed
it,
the society, and made some reforms in the society.
Yeah.
So again, we are the addressee of that verse of Quran, وَلَا تُفْسِدُ فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدِ إِصْلَاحَهَا. That when it was reformed and the reforms are done, do not corrupt it. But what happened after the Holy Prophet of Islam? Did they really follow whatever the Prophet said? Did they really go the same lineage that the Prophet introduced, or they went something else?
Yeah.
Because it was in the last Hajj of the Prophet, very close to his demise, that he introduced that who is going to be succeeded.
And he was waiting there for number of days in the heat.
Let's say, and with useless and baseless reasons, they went to some other people.
Yeah.
And they put aside the one who was more eligible to be the leader of
Islam. Who was already announced.
Yeah. Some said that he was very young. Some said that he was not that experienced. I don't want to get involved in that issue.
Yeah.
But being a young is not a case to put aside a one who has been appointed by God.
Yeah.
In case he was too young, so Isa, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should basically be aside and not to be the leader of the Islamic Ummah. And while he was elected as the Prophet of God while he was in the arm of his mother.
Yeah.
See?
Take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning.
Again, we have in Al-Quran that Shu'aib the prophet told his qawm, his nation, إن أريد إلا الإصلاح ما استطعت وما توفيقي إلا بالله. I want the reforms among you people. They were giving him lots of, let's say, titles that you are collecting money. And he said, this is my duty as a prophet of God. I have to do reforms.
Yeah.
Again, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who is the continuation of this divine messengers of God. Messengers are not mean the prophets. Yeah, no, they were imams.
Yeah.
But messengers as those who have the message of God and they wanted to distribute it among the people.
Yeah.
So he said in his letter to his brother Muhammad Hanafiya, and he said that, I'm coming again. I'm not actually leaving Medina just to create oppression and...
Yeah, to fight, to go for a battle.
To do something for worldly desires. No, yeah. I'm going to make Islam and reforms in the Ummah of my Prophet.
All right.
And all of us know that what happened after the Prophet. And
yeah.
The history tells us exactly what happened. Did the people really follow whatever the Prophet ordered or not?
Mm-hmm.
So he came to bring them back to the Muhammadan teachings, Muhammadan Islam.
Yes.
See? So this was his intention. This was his mission that he started and he actually went for.
Yeah.
Look, we said that this islah and this reform is a common factor between Imam Mahdi and Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are coming to make reforms. He wanted to make reforms in the Islamic Ummah of that time when it was deviated from the teachings of the Prophet.
Yes.
And Imam Mahdi alayhi salam comes again to do the same thing, to make reforms. In case Imam was not martyred, he was able to make those reforms in Islamic
Ummah. And even like when he was martyred, he did reforms. They
definitely
made reforms.
The reforms in the larger scale, I mean, to introduce them to the Islamic Ummah, I mean.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. With his blood, these reforms stayed there. And actually, I want to say that the totality of the movement of the Islamic Ummah was not
exactly
the
we
way
have
that it
we
was.
We have this one of the very famous quotes in Urdu that says, قتل حسین اصل میں مرگ یزید ہے اسلام زندہ ہوتا ہے ہر کربلا کے بعد which means killing of Imam Hussein al-Islam is actually the death of Yazid.
Mm-hmm.
Islam gets revived after every Karbala.
Exactly, very beautiful. Imam Hussein al-Islam wanted to make reforms in the Islamic nation of the Holy Prophet that he was living in. The same will happen to Imam Mahdi al-Islam, that he is going to reform in a society which has lots of problems from political, social, cultural, economic, and from different aspects.
Yeah.
So they have been, again...
Same. This is, again, one of the common points. Yeah.
Lots of distortions, again, in the religions, in the Abrahamic religions, and the Islamic religion in different denominations inside the Islamic Ummah, again.
Yeah.
Those righteous people will come and make such reforms, definitely.
Yeah.
And this is what Imam will do. And we can easily see that what kinds of reforms are needed, definitely in the issue of culture, in the issue of economy. Are we seeing justice? Are we seeing a good culture to be introduced to the world among all nations that are living? And when we are talking about the necessity of the presence of Imam, we are not only thinking about the Islamic Ummah that we are living. No, we are thinking for the whole world.
Yes.
Imam is going to be the leader of the whole world, not only a small community.
Okay.
So aren't we really seeing the necessity of advent of or the arrival of Imam in our today's life?
Of course.
Do we see justice here? Do we see...
economic justice. There's no social justice. There's no political justice. There's justice in no field that we are witnessing right now in any of the countries of the world.
Definitely. So let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten his repentance and inshallah bring us that baqiyat Allah, the reserve of God, to come and inshallah give us the chance to live in his own government.
Inshallah. Allahumma ajal waliyak al-faraj. Dr. Halevi, I'll continue the discussion with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We're talking about the common points between Mahdiyat and Ashura. Well, so far we discussed about fighting ignorance, establishing Islamic government, reviving the concept of enjoining good and forbidding the evil. We talked about social justice, we talked about social reforms. What next, Dr. Alavi?
Yeah. Now we want to go to the next common point between concept of Mahdawiyya and the Imam Hussein's uprising, yeah. Or let's say the event of Karbala. What relations can be seen among these two? We actually talked about some issues, some factors. Now we want to talk about the next one, which is fighting with bid'ahs or innovations.
Okay.
What is an innovation? Innovation is to bring something into religion which was not really there. So this is called bid'ah.
Okay.
And bid'ah is haram, to inject or to
add something.
To add something to the religion, or even to decrease something from the religion. To add or subtract something from the religion.
Yeah.
So this is called bid'ah. And we have been warned by the Holy Prophet, whenever you see any bid'ah in your lifetime, in the religion, do not hesitate and remove it. So Imam Hussein saw lots of bid'ah from the government of the time, from Muawiyah.
Yeah.
What did he do? One of his actions, one of the bid'ahs that he did, Muawiyah, he changed the Khalifa into a sort of, let's say, something as a kingdom.
Okay.
So Khalifa is something that actually is a divine post, is a divine, let's say, mission.
Yeah.
It cannot be. Allah ya'lamu haythu yaj'al risalata.
Yeah.
This is Allah who knows whom should be selected to lead the Islamic Ummah or to lead the Ummahs,
yeah,
or nations. This is not something at the hand of the people.
Yeah.
He changed it because even he himself came to the power with pressure, with, let's say, oppression. Again, he changed it to a kingdom and he selected his own son as his successor.
Okay.
Or massacre that what had happened to the lovers of Imam Ali alayhi salam at the time of Muawiyah and even after him in the event of Harra in Medina at the time of Yazid. And the changes and, let's say, bid'ahs that happened in, let's say, in rituals. For example, once they went to set up Friday public prayer in, let's say, Wednesday.
Yeah.
So they did it. Or insulting Imam Ali alayhi salam and different members. It was a sort of, let's say, compulsory action or obligatory action for all the Friday leaders to insult and to say bad words on Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was one of the companions of the Holy Prophet.
Yeah.
It was something that in case they left it and they did not do it in a member or in a khutbah or in a sermon, they were criticized and they had to be responsive to the higher hierarchies.
Okay.
You see? So these were the bid'ahs and more of this kind. Let's say drinking wine and, I don't know, the king himself. Other actions that we are not going to actually count all and each of them.
Okay.
So this was the kind of Islamic government that was going to rule over the Islamic Ummah. So Imam found his duty, it was sort of wajib on him, compulsory on him, to what? To go and do reforms and to fight with these bid'ahs, with innovations.
All right. So today we discuss about the innovations that were in the time of Imam Hussein al-Islam. And in next session, I would want you to discuss innovations that Imam Mahdi is going to
Inshallah.
Fight in his own time. And you said bid'ah or innovation is something that is added into the religion or that is eliminated from the religion. Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners.
Thanks, dear sister.
You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.